Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Vezos HaBrocha Shishi, the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Vezos HaBrocha. The topic of our Aliyah is Blessing of All of Israel. This Aliyah is only three Pesukim long, from Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chof Zayin to Chof Tes. It really is a continuation of the previous Aliyah. The summary is as follows. Hashem is an everlasting shelter, Me'ona Elokei Kedem, for who will drive out all the enemies from before him. Israel dwells securely alone in the land of Israel, and with the natural blessings of the land. Praiseworthy is you, Ashrecha Yisrael Mikomoicha, a nation who is protected by God, whose sword is upon your enemies, and you will trample upon their backs. It's a very complicated Aliyah. A lot of the Mefarshim point out that a lot of these blessings are to be found when Israel is alone. When they manage to make themselves alone, that's when they merit these blessings. In order to understand this Aliyah in a more sophisticated fashion, it's worthwhile taking a look at the Pirush of the Malbim. Malbim points out a few basic concepts necessary to understand this Aliyah and the reward for it. He points out that there are three descriptions here of Israel. Description number one is Yeshurun, then description number two is Yaakov, and description number three is Yisrael. And he points out that Hashem has different ways of interacting with the world. Hashem has a way of interacting through nature, the natural world, then through modified nature, where nature acts in a way it doesn't usually, and then through miracles, where Hashem subverts nature. The Malbim points out that what's happening over here is the following. When we are like Yaakov, that means to say every individual, we as individuals are excelling, but we're not necessarily as a nation. We have many different pieces, and those different individuals succeed well, we're still subjugated to the general course of nature. We understand that in such a place there are the Zoro'os Olam, the ideas Vigoresh Miponecha or Yev, that's going to be Vayamar Hashmed. That we're going to have to live, we're going to have to live in the world of cause and effect, and to succeed within that complex nature. However, then there's a more modified stage where we turn into Yeshurun. Ein Kokel Yeshurun. In such a case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rechev Shomayim. He's above the heavens. He will dominate above the natural forces of nature within this world. V'gav Oso Shechokim. That means to say that nature itself, he is behind the system of nature and therefore can make pivot. The difference between Yaakov and Yeshurun is, as we said, we're at the beginning of the parasha, is Vayihi Bishur Melech Bis'asev Rashi Am. Yeshurun is when we all are gathered together, we're all working together, doing the right thing. But then finally, there's the highest stage, which is Yisrael. Yisrael is when, as the Malbim describes it in his own words, he says, Yisrael Yoreh Al Klalut Am Yisrael Keshehem Al Tzad HaShlemut. When we really all reach completion, spiritual perfection, in such a case as the Aliyah describes, Ashrecha Yisrael Am Noshabash Bashem Magen Ezrecha. In such a case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us on even a higher level, where it's not that nature is going to work for us, it's that nature is subverted and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above nature in such a situation. These are describing different stages of history, different possibilities and potentialities in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is how hopefully, as we merit to move from Yaakov to Yeshurun to Yisrael, and seeing the different expressions of Hashem in the world around us. With this, we close the sixth Aliyah.